After announcing the festival would be folding in the first week of 2025, Kingston Writers Fest is now hoping to return for a 17th season in fall 2025. The festival sent out a message in January citing ongoing financial challenges as the downfall of the event, running in a deficit even with a scaled-down festival in 2024. However, with the launch of a fundraising campaign on February 1st, the festival may have a second chance. The festival's co-founder, Marilyn Simons, who served as artistic director from 2009 to 2014, stepped back into the spotlight this January to address the financial difficulties, launching an angel campaign. Simons described the events in an interview with CFRC.
I was artistic director from 2009 to 2014. My goal was to start the festival and to make it financially stable. But my real life is as a writer, so I left it at that point and stayed engaged as an audience member and certainly presented all my books there. In January, I became engaged with the festival again in an attempt to solve some of its financial problems that arose last year.
I was wondering if you could speak a bit about this angel campaign and how that came to be after the announcement that Writers Fest was folding.
You know, like everyone, I received the same, sort of public announcement that everyone did. And, you know, I sat around mourning for a little bit because this was our baby. And then I thought, well, heck, maybe there's something we can do. And so I called up Jan Walter, who was my co-founder with the festival, and the current chair, and Justin Conitis, who's a longtime supporter of the festival. And together, we decided that we would mount an angel campaign, that we figured out how much was owing and how much we needed to raise. And at the same time, CRA decided that because of the postal strike, they were extending the deadline for 2024 charitable receipts till the end of February. So we started a one-month campaign, and basically we just called up all the supporters of the festival that we could think of, and the response was just, oh, it was so gratifying. One of the writers that we had, we were the first festival to showcase her. And, you know, she wrote and said she would never forget that. And she gave us money. Lots of people all across Canada donated funds and became angels. So it was within a couple of weeks, we had enough money to start paying back, to start meeting the debts of Kingston Writers Fest. And now almost all of those debts are covered. We have some more money coming in March. And when that comes in, we will have retired all of the debts.
While covering 2024 debts was the original goal of the campaign, Simon says Writers Fest is now focused on rebuilding.
The enthusiasm was huge. And that itself was extremely, not only satisfying, but invigorating for those of us who were working on this. We realized that, like us, people in the community really, really valued this festival, as did writers and publishers across the country. So that gave us the motivation to do the work, the second stage of the work, which is, the first stage was making, you know, sort of clearing the debt. The second stage is to rebuilding. And the third stage will be to plan the next step. And we're considering many things. Most importantly, a summer reading series and a somewhat reconfigured festival in the fall.
That soon, in September 2025, you think Writers Fest could be coming back?
Yeah, because, I mean, what a lot of people don't realize is that when we started this festival in 2009, we had our first meeting on March 27th. And on September 25th, we opened the doors to a festival with over 30 events, and we had an audience of more than 3,000. So we know this can be done.
There's more fundraising ahead, but what else do we need to get Writers Fest back on its feet? What's next?
I think planning. Mm-hmm. We put together a really good board that has the a tremendous amount of skill in financial management, legal, governance, strategic planning, risk management. And so it will be the board's job to lay the groundwork for the next festival so that it can be sustainable and continue on. This community really loves this festival. There have been people who have been coming every year for 16 years. And there are new readers who are just discovering it. So the work now will be mostly behind the scenes. We'll be having other fund development campaigns. We'll be probably mounting a couple of fundraisers. We'll be applying for grants. We'll be doing all the, you know, all the usual things that festivals have to do in order to in order to give this gift of books to the community.
Simons also discussed the challenging landscape that put Writers' Fest in jeopardy and what returning to the playing field could look like.
It's kind of a perfect storm of circumstances. COVID hit a lot of festivals of this size very hard because people couldn't come out. So festivals had a variety of responses to that. Most of them had online events, but of course, people don't pay for those, right? Mm-hmm. So you still have to keep your staff on, but you're not getting any money in. At the same time, a lot of the granting bodies reduced their grants, and people. I think a lot of festivals, their response to coming back to in-person events was to make their festival smaller, not be too ambitious. And unfortunately, with something like this, you need a certain size in order for the festival to be sustainable. So there were a lot of things that kind of conspired all at once to do this. And Kingston Writers' Fest isn't alone. I just heard that the Toronto Festival of Authors is moving off out of Harbourfront and reconfiguring itself, you know, for many of the same reasons. And I know of other smaller festivals that are in the process of doing the same thing. I personally, I work with a festival in San Miguel in Mexico. I live here half the year. And I worked with a tricultural festival here, which really struggled the last 3 years. And this year, people came back in droves. So all the events were sold out, and I'm talking 1,000-seat venues. And what was really interesting to me is that the demographic changed, is that there were far fewer, what I like to call Q-tips, whiteheads in the audience. The demographic, the age range was more people in midlife and younger. And so I think I feel encourages me a great deal for Kingston Writers Fest this fall, is I expect that the audiences will come out. It takes good programming too, and we're working on that. We have some fabulous ideas for programming. So I'm hoping that people will come out and we'll be able to develop a new audience of readers and writers.
The Angel campaign will continue as Writers' Fest prepares for its comeback in September 2025, and Simons remains hopeful that Kingston's reading and writing community will be able to keep the festival afloat.
I discovered very early on when I was working on Kingston Writers' Fest and developing it, is that we weren't developing a festival so much as we were developing a community. And I think that's the hugely satisfying part of Kingston Writers Fest, is that readers and writers come together to talk about ideas and books. And it's a book love fest, really. And, you know, as a writer, there's no place I'd rather be.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.